Hello and welcome to Pre-Postmodern. This is the show where I, DJ Mordecai, will play you some stuff that I like, which is usually decade surveys or studies, which is from the 60s Baroque pop to 70s pop rock to 80s post-punk and synth pop to dream pop and post and some 90s shoegaze and so forth. And also new bands that I think are interesting that I think everybody should give a listen. Today's show is basically it's a Six Sad Bastards, which is these people or these artists that don't glamorize their sadness or their sorrow, but rather just comes out of their music and how they play. And it's not something they openly advertise, it's something that's straight from them. And so what better way to start off than I'm Trying to Break Your Heart from Wilco. Regardless of what you think of him or if you think he's bland or whatever, this song I think is perfect, like a perfect way to emulate exactly what he's trying to express. And I think you'll hear that as the production is very scatterbrained and all over the place and dreamlike in some ways, but it's and then it gets torturous and it's out, you know it. So I'm gonna play it and I hope you enjoy.
City kept playing. was I thinking when I let you back in? I am trying to break your heart. I am trying to break your heart. You still are the lying if I said it wasn't easy. I am trying to break your heart. We'll be right back. Bronson was the main attraction. Dominoes are falling, a chain reaction. Scraping the subject, ruled by fear. Told me whiskey works better than beer. The judge is on vinyl, decisions are final, and nobody gets a reprieve. And every wave is tidal. If you hang around, you're going to get wet. I can't prepare for death anymore than I already have. All you can do now is watch the shells. The game looks easy, that's why it sells. Frustrated fireworks inside your head. Gonna stand and deliver, talk instead. The method acting that pays my bills keeps a fat man feeding in Beverly. I got a heavy metal mouth, it holds obscenity. And I get my check from the trash treasury, because I took my own insides out. It don't matter, cause I have no sex life. And all I wanna do now is inject my ex-wife. I've seen the movie and I know what happened. It's Christmas time and on the tree, a skinny Santa is bringing something to me. His voice is overwhelming, his speech is slurred, and I only understand every other word. Open your parachute and grab your gun, blow it down like an omen, a setting sun. Read the part and return at five. It's a hell of a war if you can keep it alive. But I don't care if I fuck up. I'm going on a date with a rich white lady.
That was Elliott Smith, and that was his King's Crossing from his latest posthumous album, which was From a Basement on a Hill. Before that was I'm Trying to Break Your Heart by Wilco. I paired those two together because they both have a kind of Brian Wilson, like, sort of, like, kaleidoscopal and colorful palette of, like, music that they use. And I think it's really fascinating to see how they use it. And I really like the instrumentation and everything, and how do they convey this, and it's really epic, and it's really beautiful, and it's just really just kind of innocent in a way, and I really like that. And so now to go to my album of the week, which actually isn't an album, it's actually a site. Let me explain. Basically, there was a site in 2003 called the 365 Day Project that you could reach on the website called ubu.com. And basically what would happen was this one person would post a song every single day, or post a recording, I should say, every single day, something interesting, for 1 year. And so I've been recently into it all this week, and I'm gonna play just one snippet just to give you a little glimpse. Like, this is a Beatles cover of Help from a French Canadian. But they have other really fascinating stuff. They have like 70s tutorials of how to pick up women. They have like radio shows like talking about like demonic like finding demonic messages in music, and all sorts of weird recordings from like recluses and lost artisans, and it's a fascinating. I'll give you the URL when we're done, after I play the song. But here is Eel, or Help, and this is from, I don't know how to pronounce the name of it, it's Mi Saint Unga. And so here we go. Oh, right now in the background is Yellow Tango's newest, from hilarious title, I'm Not Afraid of You and I Will Beat Your Ass. This is the first track, Pass the Hatchet, I Think I'm Good Kind. You can see they returned to form, so hope you find that fascinating. Okay, here we go. Eel, our help. Okay, that was Help, our eel. And once again, the site is 365 Days Project, and that is www.ubu.com/outsiders/365/. And definitely recommend it, especially, like, I just thought it's funny, like, if you're an aspiring DJ and you want samples of really interesting and out there stuff, definitely go there, and you'll just be there for hours. It's so fascinating. Okay. In the background right now is Real by Lupe Fiasco from his new album Food and Liquor. I love the cover of this album. I'm gonna say it's very 80s, and I love, like, the synth, the lights and everything. But he's an up and coming. I think he's a pretty interesting guy personally. Well, rapper, because he's bringing a sort of lyricism back to rap in a way, like how, you know, how we kind of glamorize, but we kind of hold it to a pedestal like Tupac and Biggie and all those other type of rappers because of their lyrics. In a way, some believe he's bringing that back. I mean, his beats aren't as sophisticated as, you know, current, because, I mean, that's usually what sells rap today, is beats, but more about lyrics. So definitely check it out. It's called Food and Liquor, and new release. Okay, next on our Sad Bastards is Your Blues by Destroyer, and this is going to start off a set of more current, more fascinating uses of music to convey their and express their, you know, sadly woes, I suppose. So this is Your Blues from his album. That's actually the album's called Your Blues, and you'll see, you'll hear, and it's what's so interesting about it. All right, here we go.
Why does every one of her lovers leave her? I'm ill-equipped to judge the tale of a woman. That inviting army slut, the colonel's in a rut, back at the base the same. Now each day when he awakes, his prayers take the form of one question. how is it that we can be both skating and dying? Lord knows I've been trying. 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 Lord knows I've been trying.
Did you take tram number 7 to heaven? Did you eat your banana from 7-Eleven? I'm driving in my daddy's car. Life is aching in my heart. If we someday have to part, where do I go? Tram number 7 to heaven. Tram number 7 to heaven. Tram number 7 to heaven. I'm walking in your tracks. Millions have turned back. 15 heart attacks later. Tram number 1 is full of fun. Tram number 2 is coochie-coo. Tram number 3 is misery. Tram number 4 knocks at your door. Tram number 5, I'm still alive. Tram number 6, I think I'm fixed. Tram number 7. Tram number 7 to heaven. 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 Thank you.
That was The Russian Futurist with Two Dots on a Map, and before that was Tram Number 7 to Heaven by Jens Lehmann, and right before that was Your Blues by Destroyer. All very interesting artists. I'll start with The Russian Futurist. Bedroom pop, obviously, but you can barely hear those lyrics. I mean, you can barely hear the singing because, you know, the little synthesizer that follows his voice. But very intelligent lyrics. I'll just point out one of the lyrics in the song was, "But we're two dots on a map, and it seems that without fail, those inches in between us are really miles when drawn to scale." And he's brilliant with words, and just that's such an emotional song for him. Obviously, it's about a relationship, but just, you know, it's woeful and it's just beautiful. Tram Number 7 to Heaven. Jens Lehmann is a very interesting artist. Like the Russian Futurist. He uses samples from like the Left Bank or other very pleasant things, and he puts them around to make like a little kaleidoscopal dream world effect in a way, and I think it's fascinating. Destroyer doesn't use samples, but Dan Bejar, who's the leader, he actually recorded that entire album with only synth instruments. People call it a MIDI masterpiece, and I would agree. And it's really fascinating to see how he did that and create this icy, like almost sterile landscape that just like it's not real, but in a way it kind of emotes what he wants to do. Okay, and remember on October 19th through October 28th, there will be the theater proper play. We'll be putting on Our Country's Good in the Waltmer Theater. Everybody should go see it if they feel like it, and that's at 8 p.m. I think those are all the shows at 8 p.m. And also, there's going to be a speaker to speak about No on Prop 85, which is for pro-choice. And, she's a pro-choice speaker, and she'll be here at Wednesday, October 25th. Yeah. Okay. So right now in the background is Hours by TV on the Radio's newest, I failed to call it a masterpiece yet, but it's pretty good. Return to Cookie Mountain, very interesting album, but I'll get to that later. We'll alter another show. So I'm going to start off a more acoustical set, and this I'm going to start off with I Felt Your Shape by The Microphone, so I hope you guys enjoy.
Betty came by on her way, said she had a word to say about things today. Fallen leaves, said she hadn't heard the news. hadn't had the time to choose a way to lose what she believes. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the plan. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows and all night shows in summertime, said she prayed today for the sky to blow away, or maybe stay. She wasn't sure, for when she thought of summer rain calling for her mind again, lost the pain, stayed for more. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the band. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows, I don't suppose it's meant for me.
I'll be
author dedicated to a century of fakers. Until you're old and they burned it on the fire in history today. Yeah, the author dedicated to a century of fakers. He was an anarchist. He tried his best, but it wasn't.
You're but others walk on wood. I am the cold ground. You are the hard road. I don't know why. We can never compliment each other in your window. I'm on your driveway. We woke your father. I had to shout above the wind to reach you. This is my happy face. This is my laughter. I am the melancholy. Calling weary punches you over. You lost your abdomen. Run like the hunted bird. And sometimes we'll fly above the earth of your lame body. This is the landslide. I'm fearing the end now that you're alone. You'll all go home soon. Some of you will regret me, but others they won't.
David Thomas Broughton with from his new album REP Anchovies, and that was the song Liberzione. I don't know how to pronounce it. And before that was Bill and Sebastian's A Century of Fakers from their compilation of EPs Push Barman to Open Old Wounds, and before that was Nick Drake's Riverman from 5 Views Left, beautiful album. And the start of the whole set was the Microphones with their I Felt Your Shape, or his I Felt Your Shape, and that was from Glow Part 2. As you see, it's a more acoustical set, and very interesting. David Thomas Broughton is a very fascinating artist to me. Obviously, he uses a guitar and a sampler, a 4-track. And so you see with that, he just used the 4-track to lay all of his voices, and I think that's really fascinating. Nick Drake's album, 5 Leaves Left, that's my favorite Nick Drake album. I think it's his masterpiece. It's just so beautiful and haunting. Just great stuff. In the background right now, this is the Cold War Kids. You know, the bloggers, and like, I've been pipping these guys. I mean, they're alright. I don't know. This is from the album Robbers and Cowards. This is the song we used to vacation. So I'm gonna continue on, and this is Secret. I'm gonna continue with Secret Meeting from The National. Great, really underrated band. Came out with an album last year that just blew me away, and I listened to it so much. But let's go with that right now. All right.
I think they're on to me. Didn't anybody tell you? Didn't anybody tell you how to gracefully disappear in a room? I know you put in the hours to keep me in sunglasses, I know. And so with them, well, I'm sorry I missed you. I had a secret meeting in the basement of my brain. Didn't anybody tell you? Didn't anybody tell you? This river's full of lost sharks. I know you put in the hours to keep me in sunglasses, as I know. And so with that, well, I'm sorry I missed you. I had a secret meeting in the basement of my brain.
I'm sorry I missed you ahead.
That was The Replacements with Hold My Life. That's from the album Tam. And since I can't finish right now because I'm trying to finish the show, so I'm just going to skip right ahead to Lay Me Low by Nick Cave of the Bad Seeds. Thank you for listening as always, and hope you learned that, you know, maybe just because some people actually have emotion besides glamorizing on a stupid label like email. And so here we go, Lay Me Low by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Enjoy.
Sink me in the snow. They're gonna throw back their heads and crow. When I go, they're gonna jump and shout. They're gonna wave their arms about. All the stories will come out. When I go, all the stars will all glow bright, and my friends will give up the fight. They'll see my work in a different light. Yeah, when I go, they'll try telephoning my mother, but they'll end up getting my brother. He'll spill a story of some long-gone lover that I hardly know. Hats off to the man on top of the world. Come crawl up here, baby, and I'll show you how it works. If you wanna be my friend, and you wanna repent, and you want it all to end, and you wanna know when, well, do it now, don't care how. Take your final bow, make a stand, take my hand, and blow it all. Breathe a sigh of relief. He'll say, I'm a lander and a bad lander and a thief. Yeah, when I go, they'll interview my teachers, who'll say I was one of God's sorry creatures. They'll print informative six-page features. When I go, they'll bang a big old gong. The motorcade will be 10 miles long. They'll all join together for a farewell song. When they put me down below, they'll sound a few. The man on top of the world, come crawl up here, baby, and we can watch this dance.